So say you're in love with someone. You get to know them, their family, where they come from, and you love all of that too. Then, say you fall in love with a tree because it reminds you of that person and their family, and now say that you suddenly have to move away. That's the situation Hugh Merwin found himself in when his partner, Tejal Rao, learned that she'd gotten a job on the other side of the country in California. So the tree in question was a curry tree, whose leaves are often used in South Asian cooking, and if you've never had them, when you toast them, they smell amazing. To me, like a combination of roasted peanuts and cinnamon, and they have nothing to do with curry powder. But the curry trees can be so prized that Tejal's great-grandmother brought hers with her when she moved from India to Africa. And so we invited Hugh and Tejal in to talk about how far their love of their curry tree took them.
So, Tejal's parents had moved to Thailand for an extended period of time. And this is around the time that we became a couple. And they gave me, they gave us one of their curry plants. And it was a small plant and it didn't live for very long. And I didn't really understand what to do with it.
Although we'd actually taken care of a few plants before that, but they had all died.
Yes.
But then when my mom gave us this plant, it felt like, I don't know, it felt like there was so much at stake and we really had to take care of it and kind of prove ourselves somehow.
Continuity. Yeah. Sort of like it was like the passing the Olympic torch, but with a culinary plant instead.
And okay, so I'm starting to see how this becomes symbolic in a relationship. If like it was, you know, got it right around the time you started getting together, and so you've kept this tree and you actually got it to thrive, right, for some years.
Right. Yeah.
It grew a real trunk, and it would flower every year, and it would produce fruit, and that's something I'd never even seen before.
And it would also. Oh, wow. Almost die one or two times a year.
Yeah.
we sort of co-opted the
no
the home.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not a symbol of our relationship.
No, not at all.
Okay, so then Tejal, you learned that you were going to move from New York to California. You got this wonderful job as the New York Times restaurant critic for the entire state of California, by the way, and your job was going to pay for movers. But then you two decided to actually drive across the country yourselves and bring the curry tree with you. What was that conversation like? Like, put us like, let us be flies on the wall while you're talking about this.
These
yeah,
were tense.
Like, hey, honey, the company's covering the move. Don't you think we should fly?
Yeah.
And then Hugh says, but what about the curry tree?
Right.
The movers wouldn't take it. The movers wouldn't move any plants. These. So in part for the curry tree and in part for our small dog, who was maybe 1 or 2 pounds over the weight where you can take her
yes.
on the
oh,
plane
no.
with you. And we did not want to put her on some crazy
dog diet. Yeah.
Crash dog diet.
We decided to drive.
Oh, God. And it's like a 4-5 day drive across the country. So what was the ride yeah. like?
First, like, even to just get the tree into the car, at the beginning, it almost felt like this, like, referendum on my resourcefulness or something, because I had to cut about 3 feet off the top
yeah.
of the, and then it was in this cloth bag, and it didn't really fit the sort of, the back of the car, and at the last minute, I found this food service, like, clear polycarbonate container, which actually I thought would help with the inspection process once we got to California, because you could see the roots and, like, you know, healthy, thriving roots and stuff. I was really misguided. But it was wedged in there, and driving across the country, we were like, should we bring it into the motel room every night? You know, like, should we...
Yeah, that was a big conversation. Should we, is it okay to leave it in the car? What if someone steals it? Yeah. I remember worrying. That someone would take it, or that it would get a bit too cold.
For real, you actually looked at each other like, what if someone steals the tree out of our car? This is a conversation we really had.
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
Yeah. I always feel like it had this very apocalyptic kind of feel, the journey to it, because of we knew that the plant might not be accepted once we got to California. And so I developed a paranoid streak that I didn't really articulate to Tejal, but when we would stop for gas, I would look around to see if anybody was looking at the tree. And when I went in Taco Bell to get some crunch wraps or something, like, I felt like I exuded the same smell
as the
tree.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Because being in that small space with the tree, everything in the car, you know, smelled like those leaves.
Yeah.
You're, like, marinating in this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of people don't know this. I didn't know this until pretty recently. California, anyway, I don't know if other states do this, actually has, like, a border control because
yeah
so
an
agricultural
border control
right.
Yeah, so on one hand I didn't want us to be responsible for, you know, the downfall of California's citrus industry because we carried it in some super bug, but on the other hand I did suggest wrapping up the curry tree and hiding it in the trunk just to cross the border safely, which he refused to do.
Another poor decision was we ultimately decided, like, draping a towel over the top of the tree, which is a little bit like when E.T. is in the front of the BMX bicycle, like in the milk crate, and he's got the towel over him.
Yeah. Maybe they'll just let us through.
Maybe the car will, like, go up into the air and, like, you know, we'll bypass the inspection station.
So what happened? So, okay, so you get there and you get to the border control. You've got
oh,
E.T.,
Francis, this is the painful part.
Yeah. So it's like it's a plaza without the toll booths, basically. And there's a bunch of dudes standing around in safety vests. And, you know, somebody approaches your car, asks you where you're coming from. And, you know, I think he asked me to step out of the car. Obviously, he noticed the plant that we tried to hide under a towel. And, you know, he asked me to take the plant out of the car, which I did. And he put it in a little wagon. And, you know, I told him it had sterile soil. It was a house plant. And, you know, it wasn't citrus. And he identified a short list of bugs and parasites and invasive species that could be hiding that I couldn't see. And then somebody came along and wheeled the wagon away behind the station. And that was the last I saw of the plant.
And they used the word quarantine. Yeah, they said that the plant would be in quarantine, so I assumed that we might get it back. But
yeah, like they check it or whatever, and then
It goes through a check, and then we get it back in a few days or
45
something.
45 days later, you go pick up your plant.
But Hugh called them. He called their office later on, and they said most likely it was bagged up and put in a landfill. Oh.
And of course, my first thought after that was that, you know, this plant had such strong roots and little fruit on it that, like, perhaps there's a little curry tree poking its way through a piece of heavy-duty trash bag someplace in a landfill and sprouting these beautiful curry trees. I'm sure there's, like, a lot of nutrients and good curry tree food in there.
Oh. Once they took the tree, and then we kept driving, like, in silence for hours because it was so traumatic.
But the plot twist was that there was a piece of the tree that was left behind.
Right, because it was so big that it barely fit in the car, which meant when they pulled it out, they broke a branch off and it fell in the back seat.
I was just going to try to grow from the clippings, and that went well for a couple of weeks. and then because I have no context for, like, the sun in California, I just one day left the sort of makeshift greenhouse lid cover on my little saplings, and then they just fried one morning by, like, 10 a.m. or something.
But it was a really good try.
It was a good try.
And the good news is you guys are still together. It's all okay.
Yeah, we actually, once we got to California, we got married.
There you go. Congratulations.
Thanks.
You made it. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for telling us this story.
Thank you for wanting us to tell it. Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Francis. Yeah.